You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This is the final day of lame duck in Lansing. The proverbial midnight oil was burned as lawmakers worked all through the night, took a quick break, and then headed back to their chambers for more work. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta is with us now from the Capitol Rotunda. So, Rick, where do things stand as we speak?
Well, you know that the marquee issue of this lame duck session was supposed to be an overhaul of Michigan's energy policy, and that issue has lingered until the final day. I am standing in the rotunda, as you pointed out. I've got the governor's office, his state capitol office, in my line of vision where the lights are on, but the curtains are drawn. Staff has just wheeled in three cases of office paper, presumably to print out copies of the latest versions of these bills to be fly-specced by both the governor's staff and by the legislators and by the lobbyists and the special interests that are all out here trying to figure out whether or not something will actually get done on this final day of the 2016 session.
As we look back at what's happened in this session, who's most disappointed as things wrap up?
Well, I would think, you know, you just did a an interview on the influence of the DeVos family. But, one of the projects of the DeVos family in the West Michigan Policy Conference in this session was dealing with pension benefits, pension health benefits of teachers and public employees. And that effort just fizzled, although it will undoubtedly linger into 2017 as Republicans push to deal with these costs. And if, some conservatives, some Republicans are disappointed by that, unions, public employee unions and teachers unions are certainly breathing a sigh of relief.
And who is most excited?
Those aforementioned union.
Mm-hmm.
There's also been an effort, again, in this winners and losers, that it's not a lame duck session if the insurance industry doesn't make a run at trying to overhaul Michigan's auto no-fault law, especially the unlimited medical benefits, try and get a cap on that, that it looked like there might be a deal that would bring together insurance companies and hospitals. But that fell apart to the relief of advocates for victims and how those services for accident victims are paid for and the state's trial bar.
Speaking of disappointed, Michiganders who don't want to see wolf hunting must be disappointed because they got that bill through to the governor, didn't they?
That bill is on its way to the governor. This is the fourth iteration of an effort to try and get wolf hunting on the books. Now, it would not be allowed anyway, even if the governor signs that, and I don't know if this is a given at this point, because the wolves remain on the endangered species list. But certainly the advocates on this issue, the opponents of wolf hunting, are going back and looking again at what they might do. And just because this particular measure is referendum-proof because it has an appropriation in it doesn't mean that these groups, and they have a lot of money behind them, might not look at maybe initiating a law on the next ballot or even a constitutional amendment that deals with wolf hunting and hunting policies in general.
And finally, Rick, the bills that don't get through lame duck, what happens then? Do they all have to start from square one?
Yes, this is the end of the session. And even though the state Senate wasn't up for reelection this year, all the bills in both chambers expire. And anything that's not done in this session that someone wants to do in the next session has to be reintroduced in 2017.
Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta weighing in from the Capitol Rotunda. As always, thanks so much, Rick.
Always a pleasure, Cindy.